Yeah, I've heard it. Right, yeah, I've heard it. But as far as, you know, just actually knowing what they were talking about,
yeah,
I don't guess I did.
Okay. How about kind of grassland, grassy land? Let's see. Prairie, do you know that?
Oh, yeah, but not real familiar. No, not right. I know there's a place over on, just past Lunsford,
mm-hmm.
that they call the Prairie. And I don't know, I don't even know why they call it
that.
But they call it the Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And it that land is real sandy and dusty over there, and it could be because of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you were talking about an area where it's got water standing on it all, it's stagnant, you know, and it's got water and yucky stuff standing on it all the time, you call that a
swamp.
Do you know any name for sandy soil besides sandy? Of course. Okay.
Now there's a sandy loam.
Okay.
It's a mixture.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's a mixture.
Right.
All right. How about some sticky black kind
gumbo?
Okay, you know.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever heard anything called crawfishy land?
No.
Redbud land?
No.
Okay. To get the water off swamp. If they're getting water off the swamps, you'd say they are doing what to them, probably?
Draining them.
And the things that they have to dig to drain them would be called a
ditch.
A ditch. Does a ditch have to be man-made, or could something that was just cut by a stream or something, could you call that a ditch? Or does a ditch have to be dug by, you know, man-made?
Well, I had never thought of it. Thought of
no,
it before.
You'd ever think about.
You're right. I would call it either way. I mean, if it was man-made or if it was just natural,
okay.
If nature made it, I think I would still call it a ditch.
Okay. How about a deep, narrow place that was cut by a stream or a creek or something like that? You call it a
gully.
Okay. Good. Now, talking about streams of water, sort of in order of size, the smallest one would be a
creek.
Okay.
And then a ditch.
Okay.
And then, I guess a river would be
okay.
Next.
All
right. The sea.
Okay.
The ocean.
What would you call just the small rise in the land? Just
a hill.
Okay. And then bigger than a hill.
I'm expecting these questions to be hard, and they're really not. If I said, I don't know, and you just said a hill, I'd have just...
I know. That's what's so hard about it.
Hey, it feels so dumb, you know. Hey, well,
so
everybody knows it's a hill.
Dark, okay, bigger than a hill would be a
mountain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, on a door, the thing that you turn when you open
knob,
the
door.
Okay.
Knob.
Okay, have you ever known of a land? I've looked at that because I have a Volkswagen. At first, I thought it was my car. And I remember I'm in my mother's car, and it's not. Have you ever heard of a land formation called knob?
Uh-uh.
Now, on a mountain, the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp would be called a...
cliff.
Okay, and if there were several of them around, you'd say there were several...
cliffs.
Now, up in the mountains, a place where the road goes through in a low place, kind of a place between the mountains.
Holler.
Okay. Have you ever heard of, in the mountains, yeah, you'll know this, a place where the water is flowing along and then it drops off, you call that a...
waterfall.
And how about, do you know either the term gap or pass?
No, I mean, I've heard it, you know.
But
and
that's not...
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.